Shel Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Chav Gimel of Masechta Baba Be'asra. Some of the topics we learned about include the question regarding Pishnayim, the double portion that a Bechor receives in his father's assets. Pishnayim Ke'echad, do we say that the Bechor receives an additional portion equivalent to one son? For example, if there were an all five sons, the assets are divided into six portions, of which the Bechor gets two portions, and the other four brothers each get one portion. Or, Pishnayim Bechalam Nechasim, the Bechor gets two-thirds of all the father's assets. And if there were five sons, the assets are divided into three portions, of which the Bechor gets two portions, and the other four brothers split the remaining third. Ma ro'a Yaakov shenatla Bechor miRuven v'natna lo Yosef? Why did Yaakov need to transfer the Bechor from Reuven to Yosef and not to one of his other sons? Because Ru'uya ha'isa Bechor lotzis miRachel ela shekadmasa Leah berachmim. Rachel was meant to bear the firstborn son of Yaakov, but Leah, through her many prayers, merited to give birth to Reuven before Rachel gave birth to Yosef. And therefore, mitech tzniyas shahisa b'bei Rachel, hechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la. Through Rachel's extreme modesty, Hashem returned the Bechor to her son Yosef. B'chlala nata meitzei shivim, b'frata nata meitzei shivim chaser echad. The reason that in the total count of Yaakov Inu's family, there were 70 people when he came to Mitzrayim, while in the individual count of each family, there were only 69 people, because zu yechevet shahirasa b'derech v'leidasa ben achimis. Yecheved was conceived on the way to Mitzrayim, but she was born only after they arrived in Mitzrayim. Ra Yaakov Avinu she'in zara shal Esav nimser elu b'yad zara shal Yosef. Yaakov did not return from Lavan until Yosef was born, because only Yosef and his descendants have the ability to defeat Esav and his descendants. The b'risa's halacha of a b'chor nitl pishnayim b'zrayu u'b'l'chayayim u'b'keba u'mekdashin. A b'chor, the son of a kohen, is entitled to a double portion in the matnas his father receives from a Yisrael. And the b'chor gets pishnayim in the carbon left by the father. Ein a b'chor nitl b'ro u'keba muchzik. A b'chor is entitled to a double portion only in the assets that were in his father's possession before he died, but not in those assets that only came into his possession after he died.